Rents in Seattle have doubled in the last 5 years, according to the online real estate company Zillow. Across Seattle, property owners are cashing out, selling their properties to developers who will charge higher rents. It's one piece of the affordable housing crisis Seattle is facing now. Frustrated renters often lay their blame on the developers, but the real picture is often more complicated than that. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
I'm at the Summit Inn. It's a rundown building full of artists on Capitol Hill. On the top floor, Philomel Swango tells me about the costumes she sews for a living.
I just did a pirate wedding. And,
so you just did a pirate wedding?
I made the bride's dress as a, yeah, it made it look like she mugged Marie Antoinette.
For most of her life, Swango says she was a responsible adult. She raised 4 kids. She worked with mentally ill children and gangs. Now she says she's done with that. She's 64 years old, and her rent, around $650, lets her finally live the bohemian life of an artist. This place is humming with artists of all kinds. Sometimes Swango wakes up at 3 or 4 in the morning to the sound of a band practicing.
That's kind of fun. It took a while to get used to death metal. Now I can do it, you know, now it doesn't. You know, it doesn't bother me to listen to it. It's exciting.
David El Monte plays in a band downstairs from Swango. His band is called Rat Path. El Monte used to be homeless, but the cheap rents at the Summit Inn gave him a place to land and a sense of purpose.
I've dedicated my life to chasing what I want to do, to be who I want to be, and to express myself. This is my only time here, and when I'm dead, I'm going to be dead. So I'm going to have fun. I'm going to create art. I'm going to create music.
El Monte says the people at the Summit Inn inspire each other. That community thrived thanks to the building's former owner.
My name is Pete Sykov, and I don't really have a business card with a title on it.
Sykov's really into the arts. He owns the Columbia City Theater. He owns the demolished remains of Jimi Hendrix's childhood home. Over the years, some of his properties became havens for artists.
I have enjoyed the opportunity to create environments in which certain things could flourish.
Sykov didn't put a lot of money into his buildings. He allowed rents to stay relatively stable, even as rents in the neighborhood rose. But over time, the building slid into disrepair. It slid too far for the Seattle Building Department. Inspectors didn't like the exposed wiring, broken windows, and missing fire alarms. Sykov's relationship with the city turned rocky. The city wanted him to fix a lot of stuff. Over time, he grew weary of inspectors. Then last year, Seattle City Council passed a law requiring all rentals to meet a certain minimum standard. Apartments would be subject to random inspections. Sykov bailed. At the end of 2014, he sold the Summit Inn for twice what he bought it for in 1998.
I did it as long as I could. I had a good time. People had a good time. The experience ran its course. And now things will change. They always do.
We bought the building at today's market rates. There was no discount given to us so that we can continue with that kind of patronage of the residents there.
Brad Padden and his business partner bought the building from Peter Sykov for almost $3 million. When you bought this place, what were you expecting?
That's interesting. You know, the brokers told us that this is a really messed up building. And, you know, for guys like us that come into situations where we buy these buildings that are in disrepair from owners that had deferred maintenance, it's kind of expected. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a building where we can come in and make an impact.
What he didn't expect was for the tenants to raise a big stink. They drew the interest of City Council member Shama Sawant, who's trying to build grassroots support for rent control. They threw a huge block party to demonstrate the support they had in the community. The party filled the hallways in the rickety wooden building. Patton realized he was doing more than displacing residents. He was breaking up a strong community.
I don't know how to solve that problem. When you buy a $3 million building and you put $2 or $3 million into it, you have to recoup those costs. But it does make me want to try to search deeper for a solution.
Patton is looking into grants that could help subsidize the higher $850 rents he's planning to charge. That would let artists live here again after he's finished renovating it. But the artists at the Summit Inn aren't holding out much hope.
I understand, you know, we roll the dice in this game of life, especially being an artist and a musician.
Musician David Almonte knows he'll probably get kicked out this fall.
So if that happens, I'd accept it and move on humbly, you know, try and create another, you know, something else. But it's just, it would just wipe me out, you know.
There are no easy solutions here. Renters have to deal with limited incomes. Developers have to satisfy their investors. It's unclear whether there's any common ground in between. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.